This is JIS News. Coming up, government rolls out $75 million initiative to help vulnerable persons. Public urge to protect Jamaica's water resources. And Education Ministry lauds Caribbean Examinations Council. The news in detail after this message.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen. When you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call NEPA 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. The government has earmarked $75 million for a short-term intervention program for vulnerable persons. The initiative is in response to the economic challenges being faced by vulnerable groups. Speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer noted that funds have been provided in the ministry's budget to finance the program. Last year, a similar sum was made available by the government, with some 3,500 poor households benefiting from the intervention.
In implementing this program, the same methodology used last year will be adopted. Each member of parliament will again be allocated $1 million and will receive a letter that provides details of the project along with the prescribed form for the submission of beneficiaries' names and projects.
The intervention program will be undertaken during the remainder of the financial year, and all members of parliament must make their recommendations to the ministry by March 2015. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica is hosting a two-day workshop to discuss ways of using technology to improve its alert system as a means of distributing information to the public in a timely manner. Head of the Weather Branch in the Meteorological Service, Evan Thompson, says the workshop is geared towards finding ways to improve the country's common alerting protocol to first world standards.
We've been looking at how we can improve our warning system, have it disseminated in a different way, have it disseminated with additional inputs and also with additional bells and whistles that will also indicate the gravity of a situation. As it is currently, we believe that all our news releases are treated similarly, whereas some are to be given greater urgency than others. So we're trying to find a way to custom make them so that they are better useful to our public.
Mr. Thompson was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The two-day workshop, which ends today, December 3, is being held in collaboration with the Finnish Meteorological Institute, Caribbean, and the World Meteorological Organization. Minister of Land, Water, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill is again urging Jamaicans to protect water sources and continue to conserve on the use of the commodity. He was addressing residents of Cornwall Mountain and adjacent communities in Westmorland at the recent commissioning service of the Barneyside water supply tank. The minister's appeal comes against predictions of extended dry periods and other extreme weather conditions due to climate change. Minister Pickersgill is advocating rainwater harvesting and the installation of water storage tanks in residences to ensure adequate water supply in times of drought.
I know some of you may have storage tanks at your homes, but for those of you who do not, please try and build or buy one, because climate change is going to make bad weather like floods, storms and drought even worse in the coming years.
Minister Pickersgill also urged the residents to report leaks to the National Water Commission's leak hotline at 733-5655 or 733-5656. The Barneyside water supply tank was refurbished at a cost of $4.3 million under the government's water supply improvement project. And the Ministry of Education is commending the Caribbean Examinations Council, CXC, for its continued contribution to the academic development of students in the region. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says CXC continues to display a willingness to adjust its offerings to provide current and market-ready certification for students, especially in technical disciplines.
And to have a suite of examinations constantly evolving to meet the needs of the economy and the aptitudes of students, and to be able to apply this immediately and to gain the kind of responses and results, I see this as a market winner and one of great utility for our nation.
The minister is encouraging more teachers and students to utilize CXC's student profiles and its Note Master e-learning platform to further boost national performance in external exams. The minister was speaking at the recent launch of the CXC publication, A History of the Caribbean Examinations Council, 1973 to 2013, which chronicles the organization's achievements over the past 40 years. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.